I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Today in Washington is the first March for Life since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, dismantling the constitutional right to an abortion. Marchers vow to continue their stand against abortion, focusing on Congress to protect anti-abortion measures in several states. One of the marchers is Tammy Milligan.
It don't end there. It just don't end. I mean, you can look at it in all directions if you watch and hear the news. We're not living in a day where, you know, it's unthinkable. And that's what we want to happen. We want it to be unthinkable for a woman to have an abortion.
President Biden offered his counterpoint in a proclamation recognizing Sunday, January 22nd, as the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. He says the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade put the health and lives of women across the nation at risk. He said he would continue to use his executive authority in any way he can. I'm Ed Donahue.